This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Alive. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. Goodness. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Suffice to say, I completely underestimated the Democrats' willingness to subvert process. I won't ever do that again. You can trust that. And as I speak to you right now, there's still a lot of things up in the air. First thing that you need to do is don't go to Fox News. From this point on, go to, you know, One America News Network or Newsmax if you're looking for some, or Town Hall or Daily Caller. Because as far as Fox News is concerned, it's President Joe Biden. I don't know. I don't know what popped, but we don't know who the new president is at this particular, the president-elect. Had it been, if it weren't for these 500,000 ballots that have popped up all over the place, I think my estimate on my electoral estimate would have been pretty close. But I digress. As we speak, we don't know who won this remains to be seen. But there are other winners and losers to go around, and let's praise and mock them, respectively, shall we? Like a loser, the pollsters. In the world that we normal people dwell in, when you consistently fail, you get fired. But as in so many of our garbage establishment institutions, when you're a pollster, there's no accountability. Keep failing and failing and failing, and your dumb clients and the dumb media keep citing your garbage surveys. It is remarkable. You would think they would have a little pride in themselves and not want to look like idiots, but no. Instead, it's our waiting gives us Biden plus 15 in Texas. Gee, that sounds right. Let's go with that. Now, except for a few outlets, always the ones that take conservatives seriously enough to reach out to them, it's been a disaster. But next time, we'll hear once again about how actually the polls were very accurate in 2020, as we've had the same memory issues as the guy they were trying to help. The nice thing is that even the least woke Republican is woke to the poll scam now. A winner, the Republican Party's populist wing. The battle for the soul of the Republican Party is over, and we have won this one. This is now the party of people who work for a living, people who have little companies, people who want their kids to grow up in a world of regular pronouns, and where going to church isn't a hate crime. It's also a party that cares nothing about where your grandfather came from. We are winning black and Hispanic voters to our cause, not by condescending outreach, but by offering a equalized agenda that would appeal to anybody, of good jobs and their kids not being sent off to fight idiotic wars. It is not the party of the Chamber of Commerce. Hey, geniuses, how does that pivot to the Dems working out for you? It is not the party of the bow-tie dorks who snicker about their lib buddies over pumpkin-infused IPAs in a Georgetown restaurant, about those Walmart-shopping, Jesus-liking hicks who make up the base. It's not the party of Wall Street. We are a party that happily includes both the Amish and the Little Pump. And the Democrats are the party of hedge funders, college professors, Antifa bums, and people who think the Handmaid's Tale is nonfiction. a loser. Fox News. I like Fox News from the moment it appeared, and I know people, a few people there, and I know some people that have been on it. I've never been on it. This is all pre-COVID now. I have been a fan and a supporter, but sometimes you got to have some real talk. And conservatives were furious with Fox. Livid. I see it in social media and in communications from readers. It's real and it's serious. As a group used to being sold out by people and institutions they trusted, conservatives are hypersensitive to anything that hints of betrayal, and they feel betrayed. Silencing nude about Soros, Chris Wallace's debate performance, the terrible polls, and the awful calls by the Democrat hired to run the decision desk are all high on the list of complaints by former fans. And this is a serious issue, and it gives me no pleasure, but the anger is real. Tucker's great ratings are great because he welcomes conservatives. But frankly, many conservatives now believe the majority of people associated with the network holds them in contempt. And Fox needs to carefully rethink its direction and reach out to its loyal audience or go the way of Drudge. You remember the Drudge Report, right? No, I don't either. Winner, alternative conservative media. And, you know, that's what you're listening to. There is an alternative media out there, and it has saved us. Townhall.com is a great source. You can get the news and commentary you used to get anywhere, elsewhere, all kinds of different places. Now, Townhall is my favorite. I joined the VIP thing, and I think it's like $49 a year. And they don't sponsor me. So, and, you know, there's other unlicensed, unofficial, and unapproved outlets that put the networks to shame. People are itching for smarter, better coverage that addresses what we think is important instead of telling us what to believe. And in the years to come, especially if the Democrats hold the White House, we will be, well, we won't call it the resistance because these goofs have wrecked the term forever with their ridiculous posturing. We'll be the alternative to the fake stream media lies, and we'll be the vanguard for our coming counterattack on the rickety establishment. Losers. Never Trumpers. To be fair, these pathetic geebos are always losers, and they were fated to be losers regardless of the outcome of the election. Had the blue wave appeared, do you think the Democrats would have celebrated these traitors and invited them to the party? They probably could have dragged out the grift a bit more, capering for quarters like a cute little monkey with a hat. You know, the organ-grinding master on MSNBC CNN panels as the token domesticated Republican. Maybe they could have found another Silicon Valley to write them checks, but in the end, they did nothing except ensure our perpetual contempt for them and their ilk. They imagined that after the Republican Party collapsed in ruins because of their mean tweets and unseen ads, we would come to them to help rebuild the party as what? Right now, the Lincoln Project. I saw Michael Steele, the former RNC chairman, getting out there saying, we're going to come out now, we're going to rebuild the Republican Party into what it once was. Stay back, never Trumper. I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear from you. As far as I'm concerned, you are a collaborator. Ask the French how they treated collaborators. And what do they want to build it to? Do they want to be a even less masculine Democrat Party? They're nothing. And off they will cruise into the sunset, as far as I'm concerned. Ahoy, losers. There's something going on out there, Guinness, in the gun world right now, where there's some people out there that think they're sort of like the Mensa of the Second Amendment advocacy, and they are slowly painting themselves into a corner. Some of the positions they're taking are ridiculous. And it's all because they don't like Trump. And I'm not mentioning names right now because we'll get to that later on down the road. But, I don't know how you are going to be for gun rights if you weren't pro-Trump, if you didn't vote for Trump in this election. I just don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts. parts, and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. This election now comes down to the very final counts of some outlier ballots. They're going to have to be observed. They're going to be looked at. Whether they are legal and valid or invalid and improperly submitted is the question that's going to determine who sits in the Oval Office for the next 4 years. We're told to trust and believe in the individuals in charge of this process and to believe the reporting and projections of the fake stream journalists covering the process. And I'm sorry. I don't believe them. The states and cities in the middle of the canvassing process are almost entirely run by partisan Democrats who've been trying to undo the 2016 presidential election from day one. And ditto the aforementioned fake stream journalists. Elected Democratic officials and their partners in the fake stream and legacy media told us Judge Brett Kavanaugh was a serial rapist. They even presented Julie Swetnick as an eyewitness to Kavanaugh allegedly orchestrating teams of gang rapists in his youth. That was a lie. They told us Carter Page, a Naval Academy graduate and a Navy officer with a spotless record, was a foreign agent working with Moscow to subvert our country. That was a lie. They told us President Trump was only elected because of a criminal conspiracy involving his campaign to the Russian government, and that he was nothing but Vladimir Putin's puppet, a Manchurian candidate in the White House. That was a lie. They told us Michael Avenatti was a paragon of virtue who is fighting a crusade for truth and justice and should be considered a legitimate candidate for president should he award the American people with the gift of his candidacy. That was a lie. They told us Trump embarrassed America by dumping food in a Japanese koi pond, thus killing the fish and tarnishing Japanese-American relations for years to come. That was a lie. They've lied about the biggest things, and they've lied about the smallest, most insignificant things. And now, they demand that we shut our mouths. They demand that we sit idly by while the process plays out. And the same people who have lied to us are in charge of that process. And the watchers, ensuring that the process is carried out in a fair and honest way, they've also been lying to us. They want us to believe that they will faithfully determine who has won this election. An election that they told us was a foregone conclusion before it ever happened. They told us that this election wouldn't be as close as we're witnessing now. They told us we wouldn't have to worry about ballot recounts and vote deadlines because it was going to be a blue wave landslide blowout. Told us Texas was flipping blue. They told us the Senate would go to the Democrats by as many as 6 seats. They told us Nancy Pelosi would grow her majority in the House of Representatives. They told us Joe Biden would win this election in a convincing and overwhelming way. And all of that was a lie. But now we're supposed to trust them because now they're carrying the banner of integrity and truth as they determine which ballots are valid votes and which should be burned. They have betrayed the trust of the American people over these past 4 years. And they're betraying us now. There is no way in this world, no mathematical way in this world, to find 27,333 ballots, 138,000 ballots, 105,000 ballots, anywhere in any election, and they all go to one guy. There is no mathematical way. Where would you store 138,000 ballots. I mean, the ballots that I always vote on an electronic machine and it prints out what looks like a big Costco, receipt. And then I take it and I feed it into something and that's how I vote. That's how I voted the other day. Day before yesterday. And, I knew, because I watched everything I did, and I even voted for things that I had no idea where they were. And I mean, there was a few elections where there were no partisans, and I was like, how does that happen? So I voted for the top nonpartisan on each one, because I didn't even know what they were for, but I voted for every category that they had. The ballots that they're showing, though, will look about the size of a newspaper. Now, imagine 138,000 of these things. They look like about 20 of them would fit in a box. So, what is that? 20 in a box. So, we're talking now 6,900 boxes. Yeah, that seems like that would, I don't know if I'm right on the math on that one. I think I'm right. I don't know. It's a lot of boxes, and, where would you find those? Where would they be? How could they all be this? And we need to be looking at them. We need to have observers looking at them. These need to be invalidated or validated. And then you know what? If they all turn out to be valid, okay, fine. Hallelujah. It's a math anomaly. I'm sure they're, you know, we should sit back and look at this marvel of science. But it's not. They had those ballots in the case, I think that's in the case of Michigan, where Trump was up by about 80,000 votes, and now he's behind about 68,000 votes. Yeah. I'm so sure that's what goes on. And when I was out there and people telling me, Bill, they're going to try to steal it, I was thinking, there's going to be no way for them to do this. But this was, I completely underestimated these guys. It will not happen again. There will not be a second time. But today, as we look at them, I'm glad Trump's in court. They need to order these people to let the observers in there, not 20 feet away. They need to be right over each one they're looking at. Let the process play out. If we're going to play this way, fine, let's play the stupid game and count each and every ballot, since you guys are the ones that went to so much trouble to make the special ones for us. And let's see what we find. But if we don't do that, guess what? We don't believe you. Sorry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Kevin Bessler. Millions of Americans are traveling this Thanksgiving holiday, ignoring the advice of health experts who warned of a super spreader weekend. Public health officials have been urging people to stay home and not travel to help prevent further spread of the coronavirus. Molly Hart, spokesperson for AAA, the Auto Club Group in Chicago, says the course of the pandemic may have caused some people to follow that advice.
Especially now with the COVID-19 cases on the rise, people are thinking twice about getting on the road or getting on a plane to travel.
Missouri's Republican Governor Mike Parson urged state residents to follow coronavirus guidelines over Thanksgiving, but said the government has no business mandating gathering sizes. Coronavirus cases have spiked across the nation, hitting 2 million new cases in just 2 weeks. A number of governors from California to New York have enacted 10-person limits on gatherings amid the holiday week. This is USA Radio News. Fraudulent unemployment claims from prison inmates have cost California $140 million.
At least 35,000 unemployment claims were fraudulently made on behalf of prison inmates, costing California $140 million in paid-out benefits. The Sacramento County DA calls it one of the biggest fraud of taxpayer dollars in California history. The claims were made between March and August and even include one in the name of convicted murderer Scott Peterson. Prosecutors were tipped off by listening in on recorded calls from prison as inmates bragged about scamming the system. The scheme always involved someone on the outside to facilitate the applications, and prosecutors say the problem is compounded by dysfunction at the California Employment Development Department, which does not check unemployment claims against a list of prison inmates, as many other states do. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. As bad as everything is right now in my world, politically, as I'm looking at what's going on there, which I still hold out hope, I think there's, you know, a 50-50 chance that some things are going to change. Despite what you may see on Fox News, Arizona's in play. Nevada's in play. Nevada's—they finally got back to county today. I'm waiting to see where that comes out. We'll see where, how that works. I wonder if they found any new ballots themselves. Everywhere this happens, he should be filing suit. Trump should be filing suit. Wherever they're like, well, we found another 55,000 Biden ballots, he should be doing that. But despite all that, right now it is very easy not to catch what's going on the Democratic side, because this is supposed to be an electoral aftermath where they expected to be sitting smug and pretty. And instead, in the Democratic side, they devolved into fights and finger-pointing and pinning the blame on each other for the absence of a blue wave screeching with fury. And this is coming from Politico, which quoted one Democrat lawmaker calling it a dumpster fire. And And we get this, just 24 hours earlier, Democrats, including Bustos and Speaker Nancy Pelosi, were boasting about the opportunity to expand their majority, with some even predicting they could win as many as a dozen seats in the House by clawing back GOP territory in the suburbs of Texas, Ohio, and Illinois. But by Wednesday morning, party officials in the rank and file were in a panic mode as they awaited the results of nearly 20 members of the Democrats' historic freshman class that handed the party the control of the House just 2 years ago. And already they were saying goodbye to at least a half dozen of those centrist Democratic colleagues who were stunned by GOP challenges on Tuesday, including Abby Finkenauer in Iowa and Donna Shalala in Florida. So right now on the Democratic side, they all hate each other and they're trying to find somebody among them to blame. Some are calling for Nancy Pelosi's head. Others are questioning why Sherry Bustos, a top Democrat policymaker, still in her job, especially since no one knows whether she won her reelection yet. And some Democrats were privately more blunt. It's a dumpster fire, said one lawmaker. He declined not to be named. Of course not. So even though they've quite possibly managed to steal the reelection from Donald Trump, it's no wave. There's no blue wave here. Their support for rioters, their failure to pass a stimulus package, their call for a permanent COVID lockdown, their high taxes and other garbage are actually a sign of the party on the wane and coming apart at the seams. From day one, Joe Biden will be a lame duck president from day one and can only look forward to being the next Franklin Pierce, Warren Harding, or James Buchanan. Now, a fight breakout seems likely given that they lost about 10 congressional seats, leaving only a threadbare majority in the House, and zero control in the Senate. So Joe Biden's victory is actually an anomaly going against the popular trend, which is yet another reason for thinking the whole thing is a fraud. What a fine specter it's going to be to see Nancy Pelosi and her Democratic dinosaurs in open conflict with the squad. And the press, with nothing better to do, will suddenly be interested in investigating corrupt old Joe Biden. The deep state will fight with the old Obama machine. The Bernieites will fight with the Hillaryites. Big tech, big labor, they will, you know, the greeny wokester billionaires, they're going to go at each other's throats. Racism howls should be hurled back and forth because guess what? They'll own it. They'll own it. The New York Post's Miranda Devine points out that the House's gains set up for a red wave election in 2 years. And we get this from her. Fatal miscalculations of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and cynically refusing to negotiate on the latest stimulus bill have cost the Democrats dearly in the House, where they have gone backward by at least 6 seats. They did not manage to get rid of a single Republican. So much for the blue wave. The failure means that in 2022, the House is more likely to revert to Republican control, setting up a lame duck presidency. And they'll be like badgers. Fighting over scraps. A dumpster fire. We talked, in a quick segue, we've talked a little bit about the deep state. And I've always looked at the deep state as part of the governmental thing. And now we have to add media to that apparatus. The American left never for one moment accepted their loss in 2016. They were shocked and enraged and apoplectic that Hillary Clinton, one of the most corrupt candidates in U.S. history, failed to extend their hold on the Marxist project to remake America in the Alinskyite Stalinist revision. It was a long-view enterprise that began with the racist Woodrow Wilson, but took off in earnest when the radical leftists of the 60s took over the academia. And they've won. Two generations of American students have been purposely miseducated to believe America is irredeemably racist, that the capitalism that has enabled us to become the most successful nation on the planet is evil, and that socialism is better. And all these years later, the dream of Martin Luther King, that character counted more than skin color, has been blown into a million tiny pieces by the left's dedication to ID politics. So, for the left, and all Americans for that matter, all humans are to be defined by their victim group, race and gender. All minorities, all women, all gay and trans persons are victims. Victims of whom and what? Well, white supremacy, specifically white males. Asians and Jews are exempt from the victim category because they succeed at greater rates than the rest of us. They must be discriminated against by the social justice warriors as well, and they are. The election of Trump, on the heels of the failed Obama administration, was a bridge too far for the intolerant elitist left. And how could this old white man have beaten their oh-so-overrated Hillary? He won because a majority of Americans were and remain sick to death of the coastal elite's contempt of them, for them. They were and remain sick to death of their constant drive to remake society into their dreamscape of some tiered society, rather like India's caste system that categorizes people not by class but by victim status, with themselves at the top as American nobility. The left's Mandarin wannabes seek to force those of us not of their exalted class to live by the rules they devise, which they will exempt themselves from. So Clinton, Pelosi, Feinstein, Joe Biden, for whom profit always came before people, have become fabulously wealthy by trading on the power they've all wielded in government. Trump became a wealthy man by building things, by employing tens of thousands of people around the world. That enough was enough to get them to hate him. But through all of this, through all of these things, the media has completed the betrayal of America, from the phony impeachment, the Russian collusion, you name it. Just a week ago, Pelosi stated that Trump may win on election night, but Biden will be inaugurated in January. She knew there were plans in place to prevent the president's reelection. She was counting on them. It's a fraud. The deep state is in play. The fight goes on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the BFS-3. That's the home of Salus, the Reformation line, the Providence line, the militia. I mean, check them out. Go check them out. The election results did not turn out the way the gun control advocates were expecting. And we may have been able to avert the most disastrous of election possibilities. United control by Democrats of both the executive and legislative branches of the federal government. The most likely election outcome, which, if they invalidate all of those votes, which, you know, if they invalidate them, it still might fall for us on the Republican side. Now, a worst-case scenario in the Senate would leave the Democrats with a 52-48 majority, which wouldn't give Biden the votes he needs in order to enact his plan to ban so-called assault rifles and high-capacity magazines, or any of the other items on his gun control wish, like universal background checks, red flag laws, and repeal of the PLCAA, because that would require 60 votes. It's true that 52 Democrats, if that were to happen in the Senate, they could decide to scrap the Senate filibuster for legislation and allow bills to pass with just 51 votes instead of the 60 that are currently needed for cloture, including legislation that would expand the Supreme Court by 4 justices. But they actually lost ground in the House and missed out on picking up seats in Montana, Iowa, Maine, while losing Alabama. That would be a politically suicidal move. the Democrats' plans to overhaul the Senate rules were all predicated on, one, them getting control of the Senate, which that does not look likely now. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the races that are still outstanding that they have not called yet, and they it looks like they've sort of stolen John James' lead in Michigan. And, of course, Fox has called it for the Democrat. All of this was predicated on a blue wave election, and that never materialized in 2020. What we got instead was stasis on the legislative side. Not much change in the Senate. A little bit changed in the House going our way. No, and listen, just based upon the rules of trends and everything, if you look at elections, this is where the whole fraud thing comes in for the president. We had a closely divided electorate that turned out in numbers not seen since 1900. And we're just as divided now as we were on Monday. Even if the Democrats were to gain a majority in the Senate, their losses in the House this year should give them pause before nuking the filibuster and ramming through a sweeping gun ban with a bare minimum majority. Now, elections do have consequences, and if Joe Biden is eventually declared the winner of the 2020 election, he can still do damage to the Second Amendment without the help of Congress. We've already seen the ATF decide to capriciously change their interpretation of the word pistol in the Gun Control Act in order to block the importation of some AR and AK-style pistols. And the agency could be the primary tool that President Biden would use to try to restrict the rights of gun owners as much as possible through administrative and regulatory powers. If they were to declare that all AR and AK-style pistols were actually items that required registration under the NFA, millions of gun owners would be impacted and could face years in a federal prison if they failed to register their guns with the government. No matter who ultimately wins the presidential election, the fight for our right to keep and bear arms is never going to cease. It's never going to go away. We're never going to be able to sit back here and just go, you know, I really like this gun cleaning oil because it's the best stuff out there. Let me tell you about how it works when I clean this gun. We're never going to be able to do this. My show, as much as I try to bring other aspects of the gun industry, the gun culture to you, is constantly going to be bombarded by political considerations that don't even have the word gun in them, but do lead to things. They're part of the template that oversees the need to pay attention to the political side. Now, I'm still waiting to see exactly what the battle space is going to look like. But things are not as bad as they could be. But I have... I'm having a problem. I'm having a problem with this just because simply... I saw so many people out there going, you know, Trump, if he loses, it's because of Trump. You know, I'm almost 60 years old. When I was in school, I was told, you know, not to worry about what people called me, not to worry about name calling. There were no safe spaces. We used to get into fist fights and be separated, and we'd be taken to the office where we would have a little corporal punishment administered. And I know, oh, Bill, that's so barbaric now. But look at what we have now. Look at what we have now. When I was in school, you could bring a gun to school. Not a kid, but, you know, when I was in high school, though, you know, all of the hunting age guys that were there, they would park their cars in the parking lot, for the student parking lot, with shotguns in there, hanging in the back of the windows of their cars. We didn't have school shootings like we have now. We didn't have gang warfare like we have now. Now, being a patriotic, conservative, God-fearing Trump supporter, is pretty much a mirror reflection of what we mocked 4 years ago. Remember when the left was reduced by to screaming and crying because such a person could defeat their precious Hillary. We called them snowflakes. And it seems like snowflakes are falling on our side of the mirror today. People say they are angry and surprised at the brazen cheating by the left, and it brings to mind Captain Louis Renault's sardonic reaction in Casablanca. I'm shocked. Shocked to find that gambling is going on here. This is all based upon the fact that for years we didn't pay attention to a lot of things in a lot of places. A lot of places in a lot of the bigger cities, a lot of the blue enclaves, they have very much gotten the government that they deserve. In Oregon, in Portland, they reelected Ted Wheeler. So if you believe in government by, of, and for the people, you really understand what's going on here. When our government screws us, the first place to look is that mirror to find the one at fault. Now, we rose up. This is not our fault. We rose up. We got out there and we did it. But in the meantime, we still have the media and the social media and the entertainment culture that we deserve as well. This is not something that snuck up on us. 2 years ago, there were huge red flags on ballot harvesting in California when so many red districts flipped to blue. Anybody do anything about that then? Did anybody not anticipate loosey-goosey rules for voting to enable cheating with a wink and a nod? We didn't see this coming. It's easier to prevent cheating and illegality than it is to correct it once the damage is done. We're going to see. The problem with looking at originalist Supreme Court justices is they may look at this and say, this is a state's issue. And I don't know if they'd be wrong. We're going to have to make a change. We're going to have to make a change. So, more on this later. Coming up next, we're going to take a ride to Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.